Parshat Shoftim, beginning with Perek Tetzayin, the beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk Yudchet and Yudtet, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha, asher Hashem lokech noten lecha lishvatecha, v'shaftu etam mishpat tzedek, judges and officers you shall appoint, they will be throughout all the tribes, and they should judge the people with righteous judgment. Then the pasuk continues, what type of judges you should not be appointed? Lo tateh mishpat, don't pervert judgment, don't respect someone's presence, and you shall not accept the bribe, for the bribe will blind the eyes of the wise and make just words crooked. So we have three issues here. Lo tateh mishpat, don't turn the judgment in the wrong way. Lo takir panim, don't recognize faces, don't see who the litigants are. Velo tikach shochad, and don't take bribery. The Kli Yakar makes a point that there's a vav that says lo tateh mishpat, lo takir panim, and then it says v'lo tikach shochad, because he says that at least the takir panim, and it's by realizing that one of the litigants is the big money. Oh, everybody knows who he is. You will be bribed by that because you hope you will be rewarded, you the judge, from that wealthy person. Later on in the parsha, we have another dominant figure here, not just judges, or let's call it crooked politicians, is a pasuk about kings. In Perek Yudzayin, pasuk Tet Vav, Son Tasim Alechem Melech, place upon you that you should choose a king. So the Kli Yakar prince, actually it's a Gemara, we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, more or less in the Daf Yomi that we're learning, that with Shmuel Hanavi, the people went to Shmuel and said, we want a king. And Chazal say they didn't speak the right way. What is it? Ki amru tnu lanu melech. V'lo amru aleinu melech, elo lanu. Give us a king, not place a king upon us. Meaning the king is a dominating individual. He is the authority. No, we are the authority. The king is appointed by us, and he owes it to us. And therefore, the public saying, we're not taking upon ourselves his authority, because he's in our hands. And therefore, how does the king treat this one he's appointed? He flatters everybody. And therefore, a said there, point a king for us, let us choose a king, like all of the nations in the world. Because the king's really responsibility is to represent us. And he should be gracious to us. And the Kli Yakar continues, it's interesting, this concept of the rabbinate in his day, as we mentioned a few weeks ago. He says the custom is in our countries that they choose a rav for the community for a set amount of time. We give them a contract for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years. Why? We don't want him to feel that he's holding the reins, that he's the boss, but he should realize that we're the bosses. And therefore, he should flatter us and treat us well, because he should be afraid that he'll be fired. There used to be in Europe an expression in Yiddish, I'm not sure if I'm quoting it correctly, but this is what I more or less I heard from my father. Arov was a vilim nicht aroiswarfen is nicht kein rov. A rabbi of a shul, of a community, of a kehila, that the balabatim don't want to throw him out, you should know he's not really rov. Because the rov, naturally, you should want to get rid of him. Und a rov is lot sich aroiswarfen, es nicht kein chochem. But a rov that lets himself be fired, he's not such an intelligent person, the chab tippish. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yevtet Amar Aleph, tells an interesting story they had. We're not going to go into the history and the pedigree. Yanai HaMelech. So the Gemara says that Yanai HaMelech had a slave that killed someone. And Shimon ben Shetach, who by the way is a brother-in-law to Yanai HaMelech, said to the rabbis, you should know, you have to invite Yanai, the king, albeit his king, that he has to appear in front of the Sanhedrin. So Yanai came, and when he came, Shimon Shetach said to the Chachomim, you should know that Yanai HaMelech, you're all sitting, the Sanhedrin, you're the judges. Yanai HaMelech has to stand out of respect for you. Yanai says, well, what the other rabbis will say, I'll give in. So Shimon ben Shetach turns to his right and everybody hides themselves. They're looking on the floor. They're looking around. They can't face Shimon ben Shetach and they can't face Yanai Melech. Shimon ben Shetach turns to his left and he sees that all these guys are afraid. They're learning looking down. They're afraid to look Yanai HaMelech in the eye and say, Yanai, you got to stand up. And Shimon ben Shetach got very upset, and he says to all of you rabbis, you think you're chachomim, you're very smart, you're not smart. The Lord in heaven, who is smarter than all of you and says what the halacha is, he's going to punish you for this. Rav Hirsch quotes an interesting sifri, because in simple pshat we would learn in the posuk, that we're talking to, the Torah is talking to the judges. So the Sifri, as explained by Hirsch, writes, the senses would not be speaking so much of the duties of the judges, but rather of the duty of the national authorities who are entrusted with the appointment of the judges. In other words, in our Western democratic legal system, the voters are responsible to select candidates based upon, as the verse continues, honesty and uprightness of character. For these traits, no other qualifications, personal, social, or even scholarly, can be substituted. Elections and appointments are not an Academy Award or a beauty contest. Not even a mogul from Wall Street is the one that makes him qualified for a special office in your country. The Beit HaLevi quotes a very interesting pasuk in Mishle Yud Zayin Tetvav. Matzdik Rosha Umarshia Tzadik Tuavat Hashem Gam Shnehem. And as if you justify the evil, and you treat evil the justified, it's an abomination to God. So the Beit HaLevi points out that the sin is a double-edged sword. There are two sins. Taking money from the innocent, where he loses something, he's losing something in Olam Hazeh, in this world. And giving the liar, the thief, the cheat, that which does not belong to him, he loses his Olam Haba. In elections, we voters do the same. We elect the mechanfim, those that flatter, and they in turn treat the public, their constituency, miserably. We do the Aveira, and they in turn do the Aveira too. So the Pasuk tells him, us, Shovtim v'shotim, shotrim, titein lecha, not shotim, but shotrim, titein lecha b'chol sharecha. People, you appoint, you direct who should be the judges, who should be the political leaders. Not crooked politicians, and they alone are not the ones to blame if they're elected. We too, because it's our responsibility, v'shaftu et ha'am mishpat tzedek, that they should judge with tzedek and not with chanifa and not with shochad and not with sheker.